23 states received a bonus for enrolling low-income children in Medicaid health insurance programs. Only three of those states enrolled more children than Wisconsin did. But John Peacock of the Wisconsin Council on Children and Families says state funding cuts could mean 29,000 children will become ineligible for Badger Care. Peacock says this year's bonus is good, but there's a downside.
The worrisome news is that revenue source that we could expect for a couple more years will decline if the state proceeds with its plans to make cuts to Badger Care.
The Legislative Fiscal Bureau predicts the state will get $10 million less from the feds next year to help cover the cost of Badger Care. But Peacock says he's encouraged by Governor Walker's move this week to lift the cap he had imposed on the Family Care Program. That helps seniors and disabled people get health care at home instead of in nursing homes.
The governor has indicated a willingness to reconsider moving us away from community-based care and preventative care. So I hope that rethinking those decisions will apply to Badger Care as well as Family Care.
But Walker may not have lifted that Family Care cap willingly. The federal government told the governor 2 weeks ago he could not keep the cap in place permanently. Meanwhile, Badger Care participants are hoping the federal bonus for their program won't shrink and that it will be used to lower premiums and provide health insurance to more low-income families. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.